What are the pros of having an evergreen product? Brand consistency. It's less stressful. That's a really big one, because the other thing to think about when looking for fab products is to have access to capital so that you can invest in the inventory and marketing. Make sure you're just ready to pounce, because like I said, these fab products are short trending. What are some of the pros when it comes to fad type products? The first thing to think about would be it could lead to spikes in sales. The second thing to think about would be, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, an eight-figure Amazon e-commerce seller who somehow, through pure desperation and a bit of triumph in the end, became a multimillionaire. Only a few short years ago, I was driving freaking Uber cars, right? Things have not been easy, but I can tell you the things that you should and shouldn't do now, having now done $50 million on Amazon and e-commerce around the world. I still sell on Amazon and Shopify. A lot of people think now, because I'm, you know, teaching and training other people how to do this now, that I don't sell. I do. I'm still in the trenches every single day. I'm still like picking up my phone all the time, checking out my Amazon sales, for example. I'm still working in my business on a day-to-day basis. If you just checked out the last or one of the most recent episodes, I talked about a business that is a business that you don't work in, or you do work in, yeah, being self-employed or owning a business. And I still work in my business. I want to know what the numbers are. That's my main focus, because the next step from making money online, of course, is where do I invest my money? So if you go back through the other episodes, you'll be able to see sort of where I invest my money. And I'll give you a small hint. It's property in Bitcoin. So my favorite topic at the moment is Bitcoin, right into Bitcoin. So I should get a tattoo. I don't have any tattoos. But guys, I want to talk to you today about evergreen products and fad products. And I tell you what, there's a big difference, obviously. And if you don't know what they are, let's start with what they are. What is the definition of an evergreen product? The product that I sell right now is a healthcare product on Amazon and e-commerce. Now, it helps in the respiratory niche. So people who have cystic fibrosis, asthma, COPD. And this product is manufactured in Australia, and it's shipped all across the world, and I sell it in a whole bunch of places. Actually, to tell you the truth, I don't even sell it just on Amazon and Shopify. I also sell it on eBay, Walmart, Best Buy, and a range of other places. There's actually so many that I forget. And that's the beautiful thing, because once you've got for example, an evergreen product, which is a product that's going to last the test of time, that doesn't sort of come in and out of trends. What would be a good example of an evergreen for a knife and fork, right? That's an evergreen product. My product is basically an evergreen product. The healthcare product is pretty much evergreen. Is there little bits of ups and downs through the normal course of, I would say, the retail sector? Yes. We do more sales at Christmas time. That's pretty much consistent with most products. They would do more sales at Christmas time. But compare that to a fad product. And a fad product, and I was just talking to someone actually here in the studio who didn't even know what a fad product was. So I was blown away. Didn't know the term fad. Fad is like a trending product that is limited in its lifespan. It's probably going to be here, I would say, for no more than maybe 12 months. A fad product could possibly last for 12 months. Generally, after that, it's dead. It's like it's had its day. Everyone's forgotten about it. They're on to the next thing. So what would be an evergreen product? Now, I've always already mentioned my healthcare product. That is pretty much evergreen. One other thing I want to say, though, is that during winter periods around the different parts of the world, it probably does a little bit better, because people get affected more with their respiratory system during winter times. So there's a little bit of ups and downs in that. But predominantly, people always need my product because they have respiratory issues. That's basically it. Now, other types of evergreen products would be like toothbrushes, right? Or electric toothbrushes. They're always needed. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas time, what the weather's like, what country you're pretty much living in. You know, most first world countries, you're going to need a toothbrush. Baby monitors, for example, that's an evergreen type product. It's not going to be based on a fad. There's not really a fad of someone saying, oh, I think I want a baby monitor, but then next season, no one's getting baby monitors. Parents, and I have two children, are always going to want to know what their baby's doing through the night. So they're always going to want a baby monitor. And as you can appreciate, lots of people having babies, although I did hear the other day that the baby rate's decreasing. People, less and less people having babies, apparently due to the economic circumstances that they're in at the moment, where obviously if you're living in first world countries, the cost of living is just through the roof, right? Particularly in Australia, it's outrageous. So yoga mats would be another good example. That's an evergreen type product. Automatic pet feeders is another interesting type of evergreen product. Let's compare this now to what would be a fad product. And the first thing that even comes to mind is something that my daughters had just recently, which was what those fidget spinners, you know, those ones you just, I don't know, you can just sort of hold them between your pointer finger and your thumb and you just spin them around and you put them on the desk and you spin them. A complete garbage product, right? Completely garbage. I don't even know if people are still even using them. But when they came out, you know, my children, like, they had to have one. So everyone sort of, next thing you know, like every kid's got one, everyone at school's got one, you know, the people at work have got one, but they're like a completely pointless product. Now, other types of fad products, so trending products that have a limited lifespan would be maybe hoverboards. Hoverboards might be a fad thing. I don't know. I'm thinking if the hoverboard increases though, as far as its technology, it could probably stay in and maybe the cost reduces. Silicon bracelets would definitely be probably a fad type thing. Pokemon, remember Pokemon? Now I know that some people like to collect the cards of Pokemon, so maybe they're always going to be in circulation, but that the Pokemon movement, I would say was probably more of a fad type of movement. Things like hair colors tend to come and go. The one at the moment I really noticed was people who wear that ring through the middle of their nose, which I absolutely cannot stand. Sorry if you've got one, but I just think it's horrid and does not look attractive whatsoever. And that is going to be a fad. And I just want to say as a point there, I've also had some piercings on my face in the past. So, and it was definitely a fad and I thought they were cool at the time. So yeah, luckily I could remove them and they don't really show. And it wasn't in the nose either. So guys, that is a lot of fad products. I'll tell you something just through interest. If you haven't seen this before, this here is actually one of the first products that it was the first product that I ever made and manufactured it myself. It's actually a car chamois. A car chamois would be an evergreen product. This is always going to be needed by people who need to go chamois their car. But yeah, I did this, I designed the tube, designed the logo, and even that the chamois itself is actually camouflaged. Funny enough, is my jacket. That was just pure coincidence, pure fluke. But I thought it must be something with me and camouflage. But yeah, anyway, I thought it was really, really cool. That is an evergreen type product. But let me tell you, what are the pros and cons of these different types of things? Now, evergreen products offer, first of all, I'd say they offer stability. Yeah, stability for your business. So just like my healthcare product, there's not really any period where it's going to not be wanted. Yeah, it's always going to be needed in the market, which is what I love. And one of the things I certainly encourage my clients, my mentorship clients, is try and find products that are essential, right? That are needed, not just, it's a t-shirt and I don't really need to buy that. The other thing would be brand consistency. That is a pro of having an evergreen product. It's less stressful. That's a really big one because if you've got consistent sales coming through because your product's always required, then you know you can obviously budget out a lot easier, particularly with your product production, your cash flow, and then ultimately, your profits. Like, what are you going to do with your profits? Well, if you know consistently you're making $50,000 a month, then you can start building up either your crypto portfolio, your property portfolio on a consistent basis. And so that's certainly going to be a benefit there too. Some of the cons to think about with evergreen products would be small margins. Now, that may be true. I will say with my product though, it does not have a small margin. It's got a 40%+ gross margin and it's healthy, put it that way. It certainly helped me in my life and obviously to build up my wealth quite quickly. But because evergreen products are very common, they're kind of already established in the marketplace, you're going to find there's probably a lot of competition. Now, obviously the holy grail would be to find a product that is new to the market, has a great margin, which means obviously more profits, and is evergreen and is needed. And like I said, you're the first to market, because then you don't have to worry about competition in the beginning, right? That said, I can tell you with my product, it definitely has issues with competition now. So years ago, the sales were much greater, but over time, people have come into the market and eaten away at my profits, okay? Look, does it suck? Yeah, for sure. But that's why you've got to make sure that when you do make hay, which means when you make a lot of money during a very small period of time, that you start to diversify that into other income producing assets, which is what I've done, and wealth creation strategies, right? So that is definitely something to think about. And the other thing to think about too, one of the cons with this evergreen product is it could lead to complacency, right? You can just think, well, it's always going to be there. People are always going to want it. But for any number of reasons, something could happen. So you've always got to keep your eye on the ball. Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode. So let's talk about what are some of the pros when it comes to fad type products, these short trending products. The first thing to think about would be it could lead to spikes in sales, right? So, which is extremely good, okay? If you're thinking, wow, I could put this, let's say you were the first person, or even the second person, to come up with fidget spinners. Now, could you imagine how much money, and I'm sure there's stories out there, I just was gonna think about it. I'm sure there was someone that made a truckload of money, but let's say you're the first, second, third person to market with fidget spinners and it completely took off, okay? The problem you're gonna find actually is, can you keep up with the sales? But if you've got the stock there and your sales have gone through the roof and you're making good margin, fantastic. You're just gonna capitalize on that and get the money out and go and spend it on something, you know, like Bitcoin or property, right? So that's certainly one of the pros. It could be really quick spike in sales and get money in your bank quickly. The second thing to think about would be the increase in visibility for your own store. Now, what does this mean? It could mean that, let's just say you're already selling evergreen type products. Maybe they're a staple product. You don't really think about it anymore. But then you get a fad product that increases the visibility to the store. Now, this could be a Shopify store, or it could be an Amazon-based store. It could be a physical store, yeah? Where now people are literally coming in droves into your store or your online store to buy this fad product. But while they're there, they check out all your other products. And so therefore, it increases the sales of your evergreen products in your business. Now, that could be an excellent strategy to think about if you're already in the business selling evergreen type products, is to come up with a fad product or jump on the back of a fad product to drive traffic to your store and in turn increase your brand and visibility of your store. The third thing to think about is there could be a rapid return on your investment. Now this, I want to put a caveat in here. The thing you're going to have to think about is when you get a fad product, you kind of have to judge very, very well, when is it not going to be a fad? Because the last thing you want to do is, let's say you've bought a whole bunch of stock, let's say $50,000 worth of stock. You've now sold that for, let's say, 5 times, $250,000. Let's say you did so well. It was the fidget spinner. You've now got your roughly $200,000 in profit. So now you're thinking, I'm going to go out and get more fidget spinners. I'm going to turn my $200,000 and I'm going to put it into $1 million. So you run out, you get $200,000 worth of fidget spinners, but then you haven't timed the market right. And people have now, like, fidget spinners are done, right? Everyone's got a fidget spinner now. So you're now stuck with maybe $200,000 worth of inventory of spinners that are now no longer wanted, right? That is a problem. So although it is a pro in the sense of you're going to get a lot of money back, just you have to really be careful. I'm going to now move that into the con column of adjusting your inventory quickly and making sure you don't have all that money tied up, because it could be a really bad situation. It could be catastrophic. Now, the other thing as a con would be, you need to pivot quickly, which is also tied in with your inventory, okay? So two of those things sort of almost blend into one. And that really, if I put it as a con, it, like I said before, it could be catastrophic for you. So I don't know if I would even be, God, you'd want to play it smart, guys. Really, you really would. I wouldn't want to be on the tail end of the fad, put it that way. So I think that's something to note if you're thinking, oh, wow, I've just listened to Matt. He talked about fads. We can get in quick, get our money and get out. Absolutely, but just make sure that you know when to get out, yeah, and time that correctly, because otherwise you could be stuck with a bunch of fidget spinners that you can't even give them away. Let's assume now that you want to dip your toe into the fad type of product, right? Now, I guess the reason why you would want to do that is because these fad type products, they come up regularly, okay? So all you have to do is be on the lookout for them, right? Just and know where to look. And let me tell you where you can look. First thing would be Google Trends and social media platforms. As soon as you see something pop up in your feed, or you're actually actively looking on Google Trends and seeing what's coming out, and as soon as you see something, you're going to have to be able to jump onto that, get straight down to Alibaba and get some products happening into the marketplace. Now, before you do that though, make sure that you know where you're going to sell the product. There's no point in just sort of running out and buying a bunch of fidget spinners, okay, not knowing how or where you're going to be able to sell them, okay? So where, for example, Amazon, eBay, Walmart, your own Shopify store, at the local markets, maybe you've got a physical store that you already own, you could possibly sell it through there. Is it your friend's store? And then of course, if it is in your own online store, how are you now going to drive traffic there? And guess what? Traffic costs money. So it's not like you're just going to buy fidget spinners and just have them. And then like you, so don't make that mistake. Don't have them and then think, oh shit, now how am I going to sell them? You know, because then you're going to pay for Google ads, potentially Facebook ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads, right? And then that's a whole nother cost. And so what might you think, imagine if it is a fidget spinner, how much do they sell for? I can't remember, $5? Yeah, $5 a fidget spinner. So you're going to spend maybe one click on a fidget spinner might be like $2 or something, right? And then you're going to pay postage. It's going to be difficult. So what I'm getting at is make sure you do your numbers, right? And make sure you know how you're going to sell it. Maybe you're one of those guys, because I'm not saying you have to sell online. Maybe you're one of those guys that you can just go to the shopping centers. You know, when you go through the shopping center and there's always some guy who's like in the middle of the aisle, who's got a big table and he's selling like some, like a bird that flies around on a string, or he's got some like remote control car, like fad, they're like fads, yeah? Some cool car, fidget spinners, iPhone cases, right? He's got all that kind of stuff. Maybe you're that guy. Now, maybe you can sell along with other products, right? So your fad product, this is what I was getting to before, the fad product that you bring in, you could sell with alongside your existing product line, okay? And then obviously what you're gonna do then is gonna spread out the cost of having that stall, for example, in the shopping center. So the other thing to think about when looking for fad products is to build strong relationships with suppliers who can quickly adapt to changing demands. Yeah, so what does that mean? Well, let's say you've managed to find your first supplier who's selling fidget spinners. The next question I would say to them is, and if it was successful, would be, hey, what else have you got coming up? Because these are the guys that they manufacture this stuff. So they probably have a much more keen eye on what's in the pipeline before you do. And could you imagine if you've just built up this great relationship with a supplier in China, let's say, and next thing you know, they say, hey, Jack, we've got this new revolutionary fidget spinner V2, and we're going to give it to you first because we love you. Mate, that would be incredible, right? So building relationships with Chinese suppliers or any supplier around the world is key. Now, the third thing would be to have access to capital so that you can invest in the inventory and marketing. So although we're talking about some of the great things that could happen with having a fad product, you've obviously got to have money ready. There's no point hunting around and not coming out with the money. And just on that note, if you go into my school community, which will be a link around here somewhere, I've actually got a document in there, which is 102 innovative funding methods for your business. So like 102, right? So there's no excuse anymore for, oh, I don't have the money. I was talking to some guy the other day. Oh, I don't have the money. I'm still saving up. Like, dude, I've got a document that will show you 102 different ways to fund your business, right? So, but make sure you've got that ready to go. There's no point finding the product, then contacting the supplier, and then wondering where the money's coming from. Like, make sure you're just ready to pounce, because like I said, these fad products are short trending, right? So by the time you stuff around and get your money together, the trend's done, okay? And the fourth thing, which I think really is with any type of business, but more importantly with a fad type product, is you've got to be willing to take a risk, okay? Now, let's just say you've never done an online business before. It would be very, very difficult, I think, to take that risk. However, but if you've got some experience already, much easier to take risk. And because you're going to have some idea of trend of selling online and how to get ads, how to get traffic to your business, whether it be Amazon or e-commerce. So that's certainly going to help. And the one thing I say to all of my clients is that the more you do in the online space, the more skills you build and the more knowledge you build and the more confidence you get. So if you're already selling on Amazon, when something like a trend product comes up, it's going to be very easy for you to pivot into the trending product and bring it in, because you've got all the systems and processes in place. You know how to do shipping, you know how to contact suppliers, and all these types of things, I think, for people in the very beginning can be daunting for sure. But once you've done it once and twice, it'll be a breeze, okay? Because the world is so connected these days. It's not like you got to send a pigeon over to China anymore. You just, from the comfort of your own lounge chair, just type some words into a computer screen and then that's it. I mean, you can't make it any easier. So what strategy should you select? Now, is it worth jumping on these trends? Right now, I've kind of given a bit of my opinion along the line, but I will say it's certainly going to be much easier for you to jump onto trends if you've already got experience. But let's say you don't have experience. I'd give it a crack. You know, what have you got to lose? Yeah, maybe a few $1,000, something like that. But start small. So maybe you don't start with a few thousand. Maybe you start with $500 order and you just figure it out as you go. I always say get mentoring. I'm going to be biased though, but not only am I biased because I'm now doing mentoring, but I've always had a coach, trainer, mentor over the years that I've now been doing this. And that's the reason why I've been able to do now over $50 million in sales. It's because I've had other people guiding me along the way. Have I made mistakes? Yeah, I've still made mistakes. But hey, I've spent the money easily now over six figures in mentoring in my lifetime. And it's now, as I said, it's maybe over $50 million in sales. So I'm not complaining whatsoever. So the other thing to think about is diversifying your product portfolio to include maybe both evergreen and fad products, right? Because like I said before, if you've got your evergreen products already in place, maybe the fad products with a lot of eyeballs and people wanting that fad product might drive traffic and eyeballs to your existing business. So really, in the fad versus evergreen debate, I think there's really something for everybody to take away. thank you so much for joining me on this episode. As I wrap it up, I think there's really a case for both fad products and evergreen products, especially even in a bit of a mixture of fad and evergreen to help your existing business especially. But tell me, have you ever launched a fad product, or perhaps you've launched an evergreen product, and tell me if you like it or not. And if you have particularly launched a fad product, tell me what it was like. Did you make a lot of money, or did you get burnt with eventually holding too much stock and you couldn't move it? Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.